Kennedy has been the single most influential justice on the Supreme Court probably since his appointment back in the 1980s. If we look at the number of times where the Supreme Court on critical cases has been tied 5-4, Justice Kennedy is almost always in the majority of that 5-4, somewhere between 90% and 100% of the time per year. So he has been the significant swing voter on lots of very critical issues. With him retiring, it gives Donald Trump the opportunity to replace a conservative swing justice with somebody who will probably be fully conservative and really tip the balance of the court even more so for probably the next generation.
What issues then come potentially into focus? I assume Roe v. Wade is one of them.
Yeah, one of the areas where Kennedy has disappointed conservatives is in the hope that Kennedy would have gone on the bench and overturned Roe versus Wade. And he has actually affirmed Roe versus Wade in a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy. I suspect that's going to be one area where you see the replacement for Justice Kennedy perhaps make a significant difference. The second area is that Justice Kennedy has been perhaps the driving force on many of the gay rights cases. While this past term he did not side with the gay couple who wanted to be able to buy a wedding cake from a person, a bakery in Denver and Colorado area, nonetheless, Justice Kennedy wrote almost all the major opinions affirming gay rights in the last, literally since the Supreme Court started hearing the cases. So it is possible that we might not see the Supreme Court receptive to future LGBTQ issues moving forward if Trump gets a replacement to him.
Let me broaden that out a little bit, and then we'll go back to the pro-life versus pro-choice issue in a second. But gay rights, do you think there's a possibility that even same-sex marriage might be undone, or has that train left the station? Are we talking more about allied or associated issues?
The issue of marriage equality is probably over at this point, that the number of couples who are married, it's probably in the tens of thousands, hundred thousands, maybe in the millions. We don't know at this point. And I think it would be impossible to sort of roll that back. I think we're also seeing that public opinion now, a majority supports the right of same-sex couples to marry. Where I see a potential halt will be in terms of interpreting civil rights laws to protect gays and lesbians and transgender people in terms of workplace, housing and other forms of discrimination, or against those other forms of discrimination, and in terms of perhaps pushing the agenda on equality and civil rights to fully encompass people who are transgender.
Let's go back to Roe v. Wade. Is there, in your opinion, a significant possibility that could be overturned based on whomever the president appoints to the high court?
There is a real possibility that Roe v. Wade could be overturned. We're looking at a court that is pretty much, I would say, 4-1-4 right now in terms of reproductive rights issues, where Kennedy generally siding on the direction of saying that women should continue to have a right to choose, although he has supported some limitations on that right to choose, such as in terms of Kennedy has supported some limits on abortion, such as late-term abortions, for example. With a replacement, I wouldn't necessarily expect a direct overturning of Roe v. Wade, but perhaps continued erosion of that precedent, thereby leaving Roe, at least in theory, on the books, but placing more limits on when the state or the federal government could limit a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy.
The president reportedly has a short list of a couple dozen. My question of you is the Is the issue of Roe v. Wade a litmus test issue for the president in deciding who his nominee is? And is the gay rights issue a litmus test or not so much for the president?
I think both of those might very well be issues that the president is considering, because he clearly needs to hold together the social conservatives and the evangelicals as part of his coalition. And they're going to put enormous pressure on the president to select somebody who is either going to overturn Roe or not further extend LGBTQ rights. And so I would suspect, even though he may deny it, that's going to be perhaps some criteria, or there's going to be criteria along those lines in terms of vetting Supreme Court nominees.
And finally, can liberals or Democrats or whatever category you want to put them in do anything to stop this? Or does the president essentially get what he wants in terms of a nominee?
There's not a lot that I think the Democrats can really do at this point, except hope that they can build a coalition with at least a couple of Republicans to prevent the president from picking a candidate that may be really impalpable to Democrats and to moderate Republicans. But short of that, if the president really wants to move this through and Mitch McConnell and the Senate can hold together the Republicans have enough votes, 51, to be able to move whoever they want into the Supreme Court.
So if the president were to pick choose a candidate or nominate someone who's so far over and controversial, then there might be a possibility of blocking it. But if he were at least a little bit more, I don't know, for lack of a better term, reasonable about it or moderate about it, then he pretty much gets his way. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Correct. The candidate that Trump picks would have to really self-destruct or have a significantly bad paper trail going into the 2018 elections, such that that candidate would probably lose or bring the Republican Senate into a situation where they might lose their majority. And so short of a candidate who's so toxic, president probably gets who he wants.
And what is your assessment of President Trump's level of judgment on that? He has earlier in his term shot from the hip quite a bit. Do you think that there's more, again, for lack of a better term, maturity in that particular area on the part of the president's decision-making process?
I don't think we're going to see much of a change. The question becomes, does he at this point, going into the elections, try to cast this nominee who he picks, whoever it's going to be, as more centrist and therefore try to win over more moderate Republicans in the Senate and voters? Or does he go directly for his base and say that, yes, I vetted this person on the basis of, let's say, reproductive rights, social issues such as gay rights, in hope that that energizes his base? I think that really becomes the interesting question going forward in terms of how he picks and how he postures and announces his selection.